Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Thanks for joining us this morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson at 7:03. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass, and this hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Here are the headlines before you head out this morning. Hawks beat the 76ers 120-117. They're going to play again Thursday against the Hornets. Congrats to Fernando Mendoza. He's the first quarterback out of Indiana to win the Heisman. Alabama coach Kalen DeBoer says he has no interest in other vacancies.
That's what you get.
Patrick Mahomes suffered a torn ACL during the fourth quarter against the Chargers. On top of that, the Chiefs are out of the playoffs for the first time since 2014. And Mike is going to play GM for the Falcons in a moment. But I got to tell you guys, I met the luckiest woman over the weekend.
All right.
I've been going out to these Kia dealerships every single weekend. We give out the ultimate tailgate kits, a 50-inch 4K smart TV, a Yeti cooler, tent chairs, whole shebang. I call her name out. She comes over and is like, oh my gosh, I'm blessed. I was like, really? And she's like, yeah, I just won $35,000 from my credit union to buy a car, and that's why I'm here today.
Stop it.
Yes. She won that, and then she won the ultimate tailgate kit.
Not only was she playing with house money, but she played with house money and then won the ultimate tailgate kit. That's crazy.
I know. And Daryl, our salesperson here at Odyssey, was like, touch me. I need some of that luck.
I was going to say. For real. I remember reading a few years ago that there was a lady, I believe it was in Maryland, that won the lottery 3 times in a matter of 5 years.
What?
Yeah.
How does that happen?
And it wasn't like the jumbo jackpot. It's like some scratcher that she always bought one. And it was, I think all three of the jackpots were like maybe $150,000. And I remember reading that going, that is, because I always struggle playing the lottery.
Yeah.
One time I heard the statistic that you're much more likely to actually get in a bad car accident on the way to buy a lottery ticket than you are to win the lotto. And I was like, all right, I'm done. I was like, I'm done.
That's all I needed to hear.
Yeah, that's all I needed to hear. I'd rather take my odds. You know what I mean? I mean, it is what it is. It's like the whole, you know, plane crash thing. Like, you're more likely to get in an accident driving to the airport than you are to actually be in a plane crash.
The statistics are against you, but if you don't play, you can't win.
Right. I know. And, you know, this is actually part of my mic'd up here coming up in just a little bit about the tactics when it comes to these kind of things. But yeah, I mean, that's unbelievable. Shout out to her. What a great weekend.
Unbelievable.
What a great weekend.
There
for
are
her.
Just some people that just win things all the time. I have a girlfriend that just wins things to the point where, like, she'll get a call from a store or something like, hey, we pulled your name from the raffle. And it's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, no problem.
My cousin Nate's like that. He can talk himself into any situation at any time. Like, he's one of those people that, like, always walks on the edge of, like, doing too much. Like, he walked, I'll never forget this story. I think he was in New Orleans. He flew into New Orleans or something, and there was a guy holding a sign at the airport that was looking for this big-time music producer named, like, Big Daddy or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, he, like, walks up to the driver and hands him his bags. He walked up to the limo driver holding the sign and, like, handed him his bags and got in a ride and got it.
He's like, yeah, I'm Big Daddy.
Yeah, he was just like, hey, man, what's going on? Just rolled off in the limo,
just
bro.
Completely finessed the limo
bro,
ride.
Bro, like, what's the limo driver supposed to do? Check his ID?
Right.
Does it say Big Daddy on it? You know what I mean?
Yeah, because it's probably someone you're supposed to recognize.
This whole thing, right, like, he got this whole ride. He, like, went to this hotel and couldn't check in or whatever, but the guy had, like, all this whole setup for him to, like, have all this these events and stuff. And
dang.
He just, like, lived the dream for, like, an hour. You know what I mean? He's just like, yeah. But I'm like, dude, how could you? Like, I would never be able to finesse my way into a situation.
No,
like
but confidence like, will get you everywhere.
100%.
Yeah. That's the thing just, people always say is, like, as long as you look like you know what you're doing and look like you are where you're supposed to be, then nobody's going to question
you. Act like you belong. Act like you belong and just keep walking, baby.
Well, remember the couple that got into the White House dinner that one time?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
They were real, like, one of them was on Real Housewives of D.C.
That's insane.
They just walked in, just acted like they were supposed to be there.
But I know we got to get the facts. But that lady, at the same time, she wasn't trying to, like, finesse her way in, right? She just thought she was that important.
I mean, she maintains that.
Okay.
If you go back and watch The Real Housewives, which I know you won't. They knew. They could not find the invitation. We don't know where it is.
I can't tell you how many times my wife, because she watches the same thing you do, and she's like, you ever heard of, you ever heard of Chris Jones? And I'm like, maybe. He's married to Nancy. And I'm like, I don't even, like, who are we talking about right now? He played like 10 years for the Broncos. You never heard of him? I'm like, no, man. I didn't follow that guy's career. I'm sorry. Oh, man. There is a guy in there that used to play left tackle at Alabama.
On the Real Housewives of Potomac?
I think so. Yeah, yeah, Chris Samuels is his name.
Yes, he is on it.
Yeah, he was Allen Trophy winner.
Potomac?
Yeah.
Potomac, yeah.
Where is he? Oh, DC, okay.
Yeah. So she's like, I mean, she acts like I know the guy. I'm like, I don't know anything about Chris Samuels. He played for the Washington football team for, I don't know, 12 years and was a very, really good left tackle.
Yeah.
That's about it. That's all I know.
Yeah, they call him Big Boy on the show.
No kidding. That's what they call him?
They do.
No, stop. Okay, I don't want to know
from
anymore.
From Big Daddy to Big Boy.
I don't want to know anymore.
All right, Mike, we're going to play You're the GM. All right, because you brought this up earlier, and it kind of got my mind wandering. Like, as far as next year, next season, what are we building to? So today, if you had Terry's job, you are GM, what move are you making first? Are you going after Bijan's extension, Kyle? What's happening?
Okay, I just want to throw this out there as a caveat to this conversation. This has nothing to do with the coaching situation, all right? So people are going to look at this and go, well, you got to figure out who your coach is first.
Right.
I'm talking about players, all right? Let's talk about players for just a little bit because I think it is interesting. Not only do you have a number of players that are going to be coming up and, you know, their contracts are up. David Onyemata's contract's up. Kyle Pitts, we just talked about, his contract's up. Caden Ellis, Tyler Allgeier, Leonard Floyd, Arnold Ebiketie, Troy Anderson, D. Alford, like all these guys, their contracts are up. They are all free agents next year. You also, and you just asked it, so I'll go ahead and hammer home the first move I'm making. You sign Drake London to whatever money he wants. I'm just throwing it out there. Drake London is going to get the first shot at having an extension. You know, he's just one of those guys that I have no idea where you are as a football team or as an offense next year without Drake London and Bijan Robinson. You just, like, I don't know. I really like guys that are under contract, like Lindstrom and Jake. I think they're really good football players. But I think that there's sometimes you look at them and go, are they elite? Here's the one thing I do know about this offense next year. Drake London, no matter what the offense is, no matter what routes he's running, he can catch the football, and he is elite at least two different things, right? He's going to get open, and if he doesn't, he's going to go catch the football. So the first thing I would do next year is sign Drake London to an extension this offseason, go ahead and get it knocked out. Probably should have already been done by now. The guy is just unbelievable in the way he goes about things. And, you know, he just, like I said, I don't know where we're at as a team without talking about him.
Okay, and then where do you go? I mean, we've got a quarterback situation going on.
Yeah, that's what you got to start working out the X's and O's. So you're going to try to figure out Bijan's long-term future. It's crazy that we're already talking about year three with Bijan Robinson. Now, he'll have a fifth-year option coming up after next year, and that'll be part of the conversation. But you're going to have to make the decision on the fifth-year option coming up now, right? Just like we did on Drake London last year, where you're going to have Bijan Robinson. You're going to go, all right, you got him under contract for 26, but 27 is a fifth-year option. I think that's the most slam dunk thing I've ever even heard of to go ahead and extend him and then start working towards whatever contract extensions under Bijan, but it won't happen this offseason. But that's the next move you make. You go ahead and sign off for Bijan's fifth-year option, and then that's when you start working towards a quarterback spot.
Okay.
Right? And so I think that Kirk Cousins, I understand that there's going to be a lot of dead money either way. You're going to have to figure out where the offset language comes in the contract, because there is offset language with his $10 million that he is guaranteed for next year. I have heard and seen and read multiple things about what exactly his cap hit is for next season. And I've heard anywhere from $57 million to $30 million to $10 million. I think that you're going to be dealing with $30 million in dead money, but I don't know how, with the price tag that he is, without knowing the coaching situation, I don't know how you bring him back. And I've said that multiple times, the numbers just cannot work out with all the other money you need and all the other positions you need, the lack of draft picks. I don't know how you look at Kirk Cousins and go, yep, this is a guy we have to bring back under that amount of money.
Right.
Because I think if you're paying him, you're getting up to $60 million. And $10 million that guaranteed, you can offset that if he signs somewhere else. I would imagine he probably will. I don't foresee them being able to move any money around with Kirk Cousins. I don't see how they would look at him and go, hey, man, can you do us a favor?
Just a little per diem.
Be great. How about a little discount? I don't know why on earth that Kirk Cousins would ever sign up to do that, given everything else that's gone on here with him. But it is what it is. So I don't think he's going to be here. So you go out and you find somebody. I would have to imagine that the contract they're looking for next year is a veteran player who is not, like, extremely cheap. You're $5 million right now for $5 million per year for a veteran backup in the NFL. I would have to imagine you're looking somewhere in the 10 to 20 range. Very, very much a contract that screams like, and I'm not saying bring these guys in. I'm just talking about the money. You look at the money being passed around to like Justin Fields, Russell Wilson, which his was offset, Jameis Winston, some of these guys that are getting like 2-year, $20 million contracts, 2-year, $30 million contracts, things like that. I think that's probably what you'd look for. Now, granted, the problem with this and the nuance with this conversation is the quarterback you're going to bring in next year is only going to start for a little bit until Penix is healthy.
Exactly.
That ship has sailed. Like, you've tied yourself as an organization to Michael Penix. When he comes back, he will be the quarterback. But I think you also have to have a veteran presence in there, like a Kirk Cousins, that knows what the offense is supposed to be and knows what the offense is doing. Like we said just a minute ago, that all depends on who's the offensive coordinator, who's the quarterback coach, who's the wide receiver coach, and everything that comes along with it. But we still need to develop Michael Penix. He still has to be developed. He was not developed this year, and then he got hurt. Wasn't developed last year. And all the things that he still needs to do, you still need a veteran in that room. So whether that's a Garoppolo, whether that's a, I don't even know. But I just don't think you move forward and say, all right, we'll just keep Easton stick around, and he'll be our backup. That's not what I would roll forward with. So,
do you think at this point in time, like, Terry does have a short list of guys he's going to be looking at?
I think they always do.
Yeah.
I think they always have a forward-facing – I would hope so anyways. I mean – I know there's Falcons fans rolling around right now, rolling their eyes going, yeah, you got way too much belief, man. I would hope that they always keep a list in their back pocket for any kind of scenario where they rank quarterbacks in the league, rank veteran quarterbacks in the league, rank undrafted free agents or guys that are free agents right now. They always have like the next list up. And we've heard from me multiple times this year, hey, you guys signed a wide receiver. Was that direct reflection of how you felt about the performance last week? No. We do this every Tuesday where we bring in a contingent of guys, kickers. We've heard from it a number of times this year. So I would hope that Terry and Kyle and all those other people involved in this situation, yes, I would think they have an ongoing list, and hopefully they find a guy at the top that can just bridge the gap.
Yeah.
And just bridge the gap for a little bit. I don't need some kind of game record making $50 million a year. A lot of people are going to throw around names like Kyler Murray. I just don't know that I'm willing to pay for a guy that probably thinks he's going to be a starter next year in the league. I don't think we have that much money. So we'll see what happens.
Well, if you have any thoughts on this short list, go ahead and tweet us at 929 Morning Shift. Coming up next, Philip Rivers did make his return yesterday. We'll get into it when we go in the huddle next on Sports Radio 929 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Good morning. It's the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. You can catch Bo Morgan this afternoon. He'll be hanging out with Mike Bell, and Dylan is behind the glass.
That's not a recycled hat, is it? Have you worn that hat yet?
I have not.
Okay, it's a new one. And
this
you just
is a
have
new one.
All 25. Do you have one for every day of December or one for every day leading up to Christmas?
I have one for every day leading up to Christmas.
Okay, so you just straight up, you pull out a bin in the beginning of December and you're like, all right, here's 25 hats.
Yes, there are.
Time.
I have 25 Christmas hats. It's not even a joke.
Like a label maker on your bin. Like I'm just picturing this whole thing, like sits in the top of your guest closet and there's just a label that says Christmas hats.
Like, pretty much.
Yeah.
So do you decide on the last day in November, like, all right, this is the December 1st hat, this is the December 2nd hat, and so on and so forth?
Or is it the same every year?
No. It gets mixed up. It really just depends on what I'm wearing that day, what's going to not clash the most. I just grab one. So this one seemed to be, because I'm wearing like a tan shirt, and this one has brown ears. It's reindeer ears. So it seems to match a little bit.
So how do you keep track of which ones you've already worn?
That was my very next question. Do you like, okay, I just wore this one. Do you have like a bin that's like, all right, I've worn these. This is my, I've worn these bin, and I put them over there.
Dump the bin out and then put it inside the room. And after each day, you just throw your one you wore in back into the bin. That one's cooked.
It's a very scientific system, guys. Okay. I leave them in my car.
Wow.
After I've worn them so that I don't wear them again. So if you look at my passenger side seat right now, it's like, 15 hats.
Just full of Christmas cheer in that passenger seat.
Yes.
You are the most festive person I know, and that is a massive compliment because I think it's cool. It brings everybody else up, you know what I mean? Puts everybody else in the spirit. Are you a big fan of like pop-up Christmas bars.
Yes.
Like the one, the bars that just turn into Christmas for the,
yes.
Like you're into that thing.
Love that.
I tried to go to one like, I don't know, 3 or 4 years
like
ago.
Like Miracle Bar?
Yeah. And like I couldn't get, like it was crazy. They wouldn't, like they had so many people there, like nobody could fit in.
You have to go like the day after Thanksgiving when they open up.
Yeah.
Because then it is overly crowded. But it's so magical, even though they have 5 songs on repeat. It's going to be Mariah Carey, NSYNC, maybe Ariana Grande. 100%. That's going to repeat. It's, and everything is lit so perfectly. The social media content you get from there is amazing. Dude, but even the snacks they have, and I think there's one in, off Marietta Square, Hampton Harry's turns into like a Home Alone bar.
There you go.
I have not gotten into that one yet. I want to.
I know that, I think Be Sure Nico does one, if I'm not mistaken.
So fun.
There's a bunch of cool ones.
Five Church just right out here, is they usually do one, I think, or they're at least doing one this year. But yeah, I love going to Christmas bars. They're a vibe. Simone and I went to one couple years back that was really good. The LA had like this eggnog drink that was excellent. And then
you love eggnog.
And then they was all like all lit up and they had Christmas music on while they were also playing the Grinch, which was like kind of counterproductive because we couldn't hear the Grinch because they had the Christmas music playing. But either way it goes, it was all good because of the ambiance, but it was definitely vibey.
One of those bars they put the movie on like a projector.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't have to hear it.
It's just exactly.
A vibe. Right. It's just a vibe. You know exactly just what's happening. And here at Colony Square, a few years ago I saw they had the little fireside pits.
Yeah.
The little individual fire pits that you can do. And they had seats for them. They're all sold out the first year I saw. So I purposely planned this year to find some, and it's first come, first serve.
No kidding. It's kind of cool, but it's not.
There's no like way I'll ever like get one.
Yeah, right. Now, I know we got to move on really quick. Are you guys ice skaters? Will you find a place to go ice skate?
I would love to.
What do you mean you would love to?
I haven't done it, but I would love to.
I was going
to
say.
Wait, you've never been ice skating ever?
No, I've been ice skating. Oh.
Just like, will you do that during the Christmas season when all the ice rinks are up around town? Like, there's one at like
Park Tavern. I think Battery does it.
They make one right out here at Colony Square too, a little one.
I think Ponce has got one.
Ponce has got one.
Springs has got one too.
I would love to. I'd love to.
I don't know.
I mean.
But who's going to go with me? That's the thing.
Well, and that's, my wife always wants to go, and I'm like, my excuse is always they don't have size 15 ice skates. I'm like, there's no way they got size 15 ice skates.
They got ice skates that'll fit you. At least at Atlantic Station. I've been at Atlantic Station. They got
don't tell her that. Don't tell her that. I'm like, nah, man.
If Simone really wants to go, like we've been a couple of years, and if she really wants to go, we'll go. But like we're both of the opinion that like once you go ice skating enough, it's like, all right, you go there, take a couple laps, and then it's like, all right, what do we do now?
I won't go again until my kids can probably do it, and then I'll probably go back.
Well, this weekend, it's a full day of college football postseason action on Saturday. There's no better place to be than Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Carl Dukes will be there Saturday from 3 to 5, enjoying all the games, plus the eats, drinks, and scenic views of Twin Peaks. So join Carl Dukes this Saturday, 3 to 5 at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Which, if you do the math on that, connect some dots there, that means Carl Dukes is coming back, guys.
Hey, man.
Hey, man. Welcome back.
Man's been living the dream out there. Shout out to Carl, man. He went in and got his Christmas vacation in early.
Absolutely. Well, Philip Rivers did start for the Colts yesterday, completed 18 of 27 passes for 120 yards. Wasn't quite able to deliver a win, lost to the Seahawks 18-16, but he was quite emotional after the game.
Grateful. Running out for warm-ups and all that and out there for the anthem, and as the game just got going, I was just thankful, grateful that I was out there. It was a blast. It was a blast, but obviously the emotions now are disappointment, right? Disappointment. This isn't about me. We got a team that is scrapping like crazy to try to stay alive and get in the postseason. So obviously we're all disappointed.
It was really crazy to watch, to be honest. I think he started off, you said his final stats were 18 of 27. Mm-hmm. He started off like 4 of 10, and he like kind of fell down on a sack.
I saw that.
And it was just so unathletic.
But then he threw for a touchdown.
I know. And I thought about myself, y'all are going to laugh at me, the Atlanta United media match that I played in like 6-7 months ago. Like I have not played an actual like laterally moving sport in so long where you're actually going side to side. Your hip flexors, your groins, things like that. I was so cooked afterwards. And all I could think about was like midway through that game, that media match was like, I could still run forward and, you know, stop and do all the other stuff, but moving side to side just was not a thing. Like it was just not an option. I was like a baby deer out there. And I was like, I know that that's what he felt. He was probably like, bro, I run. I do all this stuff.
Right.
I bounce around. I'm still decently athletic. Then he probably started doing the quarterback, you know, work in the pocket, and he was probably like, I'm cooked. I'm done, dude.
On a scale of 1 to 10, Mike, from your experience, how hard do you think it was for Phillip Rivers to get out of the bed this morning? How hard will it be?
Still there.
He's still there.
Still there, bro. He's still there. And you know what's funny is, like, he's got so many kids, and his wife is with all his kids probably in – like, he's probably calling the trainer being like, bro, y'all got to come get me.
Right. Help me.
I mean, but that's my biggest takeaway. And I'm curious if y'all have something like this, and we'll get to this probably in the wake-up call. Is there something, like, physically that you've ever done that you haven't done in so long? Like, years. Like, granted, I think basketball, you play basketball often.
Yeah.
Have you ever taken a five-year break and then just suddenly try to do something at such a high level that you're like, this is not going to happen, man.
Absolutely
not. This is physically not going to happen. It's just, it's crazy to even think about.
Well, I do want to say a quick congratulations to Josh Allen and Haley Steinfeld. They are expecting their first baby.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, they announced that over the weekend. So congrats to them. That's going to be a beautiful baby.
Is he a good looking dude?
Yes, he's a good looking
dude. Okay, I don't know. I can't get a read on most of these things. But yeah, I mean, she's not ugly. So good
she
for
is
them.
Not ugly. He's yeah. not ugly.
Okay, good.
It's going to be
good.
A very beautiful
Happy to
baby.
Know that.
I've heard, though, that I guess you guys don't believe in this theory that, you know, two pretty people don't always make good-looking babies. Not always, at least.
There are some examples out there in the celebrity world, but I'm not going to call them out because that's just mean. But there are some.
I was trying to think quietly over here on that topic. I don't know. I
can't think of any off the top of my head just because I'm not that plugged in, but I have heard that before.
It rings true for some.
Yeah.
For some.
Hopefully, not for them, though.
But I'm glad he's a good-looking dude. I can't ever get her. I mean, I'm just going to be honest. Like, sometimes you look at a dude, and you're like, that's a good-looking dude. Like, Sam Hartman, you remember the old
Notre
Dame quarterback? You're like, that's a good-looking fella.
Yeah.
Eric Decker, you know what I mean?
Okay,
that's a good-looking dude.
Yeah, good dude.
Josh Allen's a hard one to get a read on. You just never know how people are going to feel.
Wait, he's like 6'5"?
Yeah.
That's already like 7 status, right?
Okay, good. That's good to know.
I don't personally rate, but you know.
I'll start peacocking in here a little bit.
Hey, there you go. Yeah.
Hey, man. Feeling good. Already would have never given myself a 7, but here we are.
Hey, you already had the 7 status, Mikey P. Let's go.
It's only up for
Let's
there.
Go, baby. Let's go.
All right. Carolina lost to the Saints 20-17.
Oh, my God. What? Why can't we have nice things in the NFC South? Why is this division so bad? There is a really good chance a division winner could be under 500.
Man. I mean, even how disappointing will it be if the division winner only has 9 wins? I mean, that's still got to be disappointing for Falcons fans because it's like we could easily have like 10 wins right now.
Wait, so they play each other twice in the next 3 weeks. So maybe they can't be under 500.
Yeah.
Or can they? Yeah, I guess they could be. They could still be.
They
still split, and both of them could lose the third.
Both of them could go. What 1-2?
Oh, that's so bad, man. Why?
I know.
There was a time when I was playing under Mike Smith here that there was almost a year that 3 teams from the NFC South went to the playoffs.
I remember
that. Us and the Saints, and I think the Bucks were right there. It might have been actually Raheem Morris's Bucks.
There was one year not too long ago. I think where all 3 teams did go, where we had Matt, Saints had Drew Brees, and I think. The Panthers with Cam Newton might have made it 1 year too.
It's possible.
I think
so. Definitely possible.
Like it's not this year, though.
Definitely not this year. Crazy to see where it's come.
Well, coming up, Hawks are doing well. We got to get into Man Up Monday, and we've got them mic'd up.
We got them mic'd up. I have solved the issue with a lot of Christmas party. The problem is, this weekend will be the last time I'm ever able to do it. I'll tell you why.
That is next with The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson here. Dylan's hanging out behind the glass, and this segment is presented by John Foy and Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys get the strong arm. We do have to get to Man Up Monday in a moment. We also got to get to Mic'd Up, but the Hawks. They beat the 76ers 120-117. They're going to play again Thursday against the Hornets. But Jalen Johnson pretty much been crushing it.
Yeah, he definitely has. They got cooked. What was that, Friday night? They played the Pistons, got absolutely freaking cooked. They're still having a lot of the same issues they've had. Like, even watching them yesterday, they didn't shoot very well. Like, Jalen did not shoot that well. A couple of players didn't shoot very well. They're still getting crushed on the freaking boards. The defensive rebounding is just awful. I don't know how you change it. And every time a conversation came up last week by Anthony Davis or anybody else going on, I was like, yeah, be great, because that feels like the one thing you're missing, although you don't want to give up any future-facing, you know, kind of capital when it comes to this team, because you feel like in a lot of different ways next year could be a new beginning of a new kind of legacy and era for this squad. But, man, they're difficult to watch at times when they're getting out-rebounded the way they did really the entire weekend. But able to come up with a big win last night. It was fun to see.
Yeah, it was a much-needed win. They had been on a little bit of a slide. They lost, like, I think, four of their last six, and they got a really tough schedule coming up. So when you talk about finding out, okay, is this team really going to be at a level where they can compete in the East and, you know, make a bit of a playoff run, you're going to find out towards the end of this month for the Hawks, because coming up these last few games, well, you got the Spurs after you play the Hornets on Thursday, and they got the Spurs second night of a back-to-back on Friday. Now, that game will be at home, so you get a little home juice. But then to close out the month of December, listen to this. They got the Heat, 14-11, then the Knicks, 18-7, then the Thunder, who last night, lost their second game of the season. They're 24-2. Crazy. And then you got the Timberwolves to close out the month of December at 17-9. So you are going to find out just how good this Hawks team is and just how legit this Hawks team is in this final stretch of December.
I will say, just because you brought up the back-to-back, I did read over the weekend, or I was checking out their schedule, and somebody pointed out that, like, the majority of their bad, like, their tough back-to-back trips, their back-to-back games on the schedule have already, like, taken place. Like, I think that they've already, like, knocked out, like, I don't know, two-thirds of the amount of back-to-back games they're going to play, because it hasn't been like a brutal schedule in terms of like opponents for the most part.
No.
You've had some winnable games. Even when you've played the Pistons, you've been in the game until the other day.
Right.
But the back-to-backs has like been the part that's really they've really struggled with when you look at some of the, you know, actual scheduling mishaps that seems like have happened with the Hawks. So kind of get that in the rear view. You know, get Trey back. I know that he kind of was on the court yesterday, I believe, kind of shooting around, kind of moving around a little bit.
Getting back
I don't
in
know
the flow.
If there was anything official, but he was definitely out there and reportedly looked pretty good. And then you got the Porzingis stuff, which I don't even know what to think about the Kristaps Porzingis news that they're going to kind of completely shut him down for another couple weeks and then try to figure out what's wrong with him. I know that this – he says this is not the same thing that was hampering him before. I think it was called POTS.
Yes.
He says it's not the same thing, but, man, it's hard not to kind of look at that and wonder if we're dealing with another situation where he's going to be out a long, long time.
Yeah, it's just frustrating because we thought, at least with the illness stuff, had all that figured out. And it, like you said, it is supposedly something different than the POTS that he got diagnosed with while he was still in Boston towards the end of last year. But still, it's frustrating because, like, it's an illness. It's like, dude, what is going on? So I don't know if the POTS thing is affecting and making him maybe I don't know if it's a thing that attacks his immune system and makes it harder for him to bounce back from certain illnesses. I don't know what it is, but it's just frustrating. But look, when it comes to Kristaps Porzingis, you knew this was unfortunately a thing that was going to come with the territory.
Yeah.
And the good news is that Onyeka Okongwu, and he's obviously, you know, a starting caliber center, and so you can just kind of slide right in there. But you did think you would have a guy like Onyeka Okongwu to be able to come off the bench and help your depth, which, you know, hasn't been bad, but it's still something you don't want to necessarily take anything away from. So it's just been frustrating when you talk about the Kristaps Porzingis thing because, again, it's the same old, always with Kristaps Porzingis. If he's in the game, he plays well. We just haven't seen him enough this year.
Mm-hmm.
Touche.
We'll keep our eyes on it, but right now we got to get into Man Up Monday. Dylan, you got to deliver us the news on how everyone did, but let's also just remember that Mike and Bo were delirious when they made these
right?
picks. They had no
Dylan's
sleep.
Like, I was delirious writing them down.
They were
that's a late night.
As far as delirium goes, you guys did Mike, you did pretty well. Bo struggled a little bit, and Bo's got to pick it up. He's starting
it's
to hit the back burner a little
slide.
Bit.
He hasn't had only like 0 for 4 weeks, but it's like 2 and 3.
It's been a slight decline, and he had a 1-2 weekend this past weekend. So he's now at 32-32. He was well above 500 just a couple of weeks ago, a month ago. Mike, though, you've had a couple of good, really good weekends in a row, and you're slowly just like Bo has like slowly been declining. You've steadily been climbing after
keep my head out the water. You know what I mean?
After that's a slow start, because you got off to a little bit of a rough start.
I was 0-4 the first weekend. Oh man, is that good?
And you bounced right back. You are now good. After 2-1 weekend. You are now 36-27-1, my friend.
I don't know this for sure, but I feel like I won both NFL games but lost Army Navy.
No, you won Army Navy because you took Navy minus the 6.
That's right. Okay.
And Navy won by 1. The one you missed the Ravens at Bengals over 51.5 because that was a 24-0 shutout.
I'm not going to ask any questions. You know what I mean? Because Ali's looking at me like I need to ask questions. I'm not going to ask questions.
I have all the answers.
Yeah.
You got Navy right, and then you got the Bills minus 1.5 right.
Okay.
And then
say what you said about Navy one more time.
Took Navy. Oh. I got the that's where delirium comes in. The plus minus thing threw me off for a second.
I was like,
there.
Man, I can't let this man speaking to a microphone and act like
I don't
hear what he's saying.
My bad.
I had Navy minus 6.
6. So yeah, you actually went 1-2.
I feel a lot less good about it. So did he go 2-1 then? Because no, he had the same thing though.
Well, he had Army plus 6.
He's already. He's texting us right now about.
Yeah, he Army plus 6. So
all right, reconfigure. It's all good.
So yeah, we'll reconfigure. Bo actually went 2-1.
Oh, Mike actually, man, come on.
Bo actually went 2-1. Mike actually went 1-2. So
see, I shouldn't have brought it up. Allie gave me that guilty look. She was like, "Really? You gonna let this man ride?" And everybody can hear what this man said.
My bad. I got my wires got crossed a little bit there. Sorry, Mike. Oh, but hey, you're still doing pretty well. You're still doing well. So
yeah,
it's okay.
But hey, you know what? I had to donate a win to Bo. I'll do it.
There you go.
What I mean?
There you go. For the greater good.
I had to donate a win.
That's what was important.
Rule follow.
That's right.
Man.
Integrity.
You know what? I'm not a shoulder rider.
We're all about integrity on this show. That's right.
Yeah.
I like that.
All right.
Mike.
Hey, and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home of live football action this holiday season. Join us tomorrow night at 9 for the Salute to Veterans Bowl with Troy taking on Jacksonville State. It's all brought to you by the Georgia Department of Juvenile Justice. Get hired today. Apply at djj.georgia.gov. That's holiday season football with the Salute to Veterans Bowl tomorrow night at 9 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And as a reminder, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style, one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. That is Smells Like Team Spirit by Nirvana.
If you
missed us playing Just a Sec earlier today, want to go back and make sure you check that out. Rally's Mac Drop, which was back in 640. That was a lot of fun. Real quick, before I get to my Dirty Santa hack that I have, if you've listened to the show the last couple of years, I use the same thing every time. I'm not going to be able to do it anymore. Our elf, his name is George.
Yeah.
Swung through the house last night, decided he was going to get a pump in. He was actually under a dumbbell when I and the kids woke up this morning.
Yeah.
And my son, immediately, being the meathead that he is at 5 years old, went and trash-talked him. And he looked at the elf this morning, and he looked around, and then he got down on the floor, and he says, "That ain't even really that much weight, bro."
He really ain't
even
that
much. Do you even lift, bro?
And it's like a, it's like an 8 pound like Peloton weight. And he's like, "That ain't even really that much weight, man." That's what he said.
You, I was like, "Man, a lightweight."
And I'm really
up.
Not that meat-headed. That's tested what's crazy about it. That's what's crazy. My son, he's always like asking for healthy food. He doesn't want to eat sugar. It's crazy.
That
I'm like, dude,
so...
why are you such a, where did this come from? Why are you such a health nut, man? He asked me for salmon the other day. I was like, you don't even know what salmon is.
Let
he asked
him.
You never for even salmon? Eaten salmon.
Bro, he did.
Wow.
I heard salmon was healthy. I was like, dude, you need to, first of all, you're not even in kindergarten yet. Just calm down.
Let him establish Rich, these habits.
I mean, I'm all about it. I don't say no. I'm like, if you want to try that, we can try it.
Rich is about to ask you for some whey protein on his Christmas
he
list.
He did. He asked me for an apple for dinner last night. I was
an
like,
apple?
He did. Swear to God. And ate it too.
Wow.
I sliced it up.
Good
for him. I was like, you want some peanut butter with your apple? He's like, nah.
That's too much sugar.
I know.
Where did this come from?
I don't know. I swear.
It's, like, has Lindsay
not
been
not healthy
like,
people, but we're not like those people. We're not like, you know, she meal preps a little bit, but I'm not that guy.
Other kids that are around.
I think that's along the lines, like, he got beat in a race, like, at school, and he was like, why is so-and-so faster than me? I'm like, well, he's just a little bit older than you. He's exercise. Got to exercise. And, dude, he's been locked in.
Oh,
he's logged in.
He wants to beat
He's like,
that.
I promise nobody's going to be faster than me.
He's on his revenge tour now.
All right. But y'all saw his athleticism when he got hit in the face with the ball the other day.
This is true.
All right, so I have always had this hack, and I put this out a couple of years ago, did the same thing last year. I'll let y'all in on it. Now that my party that I went to on Saturday, now that Dirty Santa has passed, we've been going to this same party for like 7 years. A buddy of mine, and he used to live in Brookhaven, now he lives in Milton. And my wife and I showed up, I think it was probably before we were even married, we showed up at this party, and we had a six-pack of Smirnoff Ice, and we put... I think the thing at the time was $50. That we put $40 of scratch offs in it, taped it to it. They're like the greatest gift ever. Everybody thought it was freaking hilarious. You know what I mean? Like, first
you
of all,
them.
You probably got to get iced, and you also, but everybody wants the scratch offs. So, along with getting iced, if you want to steal the gift and get the scratch offs, you also need to chug the Smirnoff by the time it gets done. It was awesome. It was a hit year one, year two, year three. Well, then somebody else kind of stole the idea.
No.
Two people the following year brought scratch offs. $10 scratch off and like a bottle of booze. You know what I mean? So then I'm like, all right, that's kind of losing its luster. I have always done this at this same exact party. When I tell you that six people showed up with scratch offs to this Dirty Santa on Saturday,
no,
I was a little bit heartbroken, a little bit perturbed. I was like, you know what, man? I started doing this so long ago. I've let too many people in on the secret. The scratch offs at Dirty Santa is always a massive hit. It's always stolen. It's always one of the last things. And I was a little bit upset. So I'm going to have to retire the fact that I'm doing Dirty Santa scratch-offs now. I don't think I can keep going back to the well.
So you need more ideas now.
Well, I told my wife when we left. I said, look, we were trendsetters from the get-go.
Yeah.
And we're just going to have to be another trendsetter. We're going to have to come up with something cool once again to go back to it. I also, for the second year in a row, drew number one, which the way they played Dirty Santa is a little bit different. Number one gets to go last. Number one gets the final say.
Okay.
Once number one trades its last pick.
What did you get?
It was a...
I would have taken the scratchers.
Well, this one was a... I don't even know how to say this. It was somebody who went to the Georgia Hemp Company.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
I gotcha.
It was just, somebody dabbled in the Georgia Hemp Company, and I was like, you know what? That looks like a good time.
Whenever someone can save you a trip.
Yeah.
Why not?
You know what I mean? So, shout out to whoever brought that, my buddy Derek. And I was like, you know what, man? It's all good. So, yes, scratch-off's always a good hit. I don't know if you guys... Are you guys fans of Dirty Santa? Why... White Elephant, whatever it may be,
it's fun.
Play that game.
Yeah, I've done it before. I haven't done it recently, but it's
play
cool.
This, or is this something you've done with your family?
I've done it with my family, and I also did it actually in college when I was in a band.
Great.
We did it in college.
That makes me feel good, man.
Yeah.
I don't want that tradition to ever die. It seems like every house I go to has different rules about Dirty Santa, like how many times something can be traded,
right?
Who's keeping track of it, you know, whether or not there's boy and girl gifts or gender neutral or whatever it may be. Like, you know, it's always like some dude that opens a blanket, and he's like, oh, okay, cool. You know what I mean?
I will say this, though, real quick. I am mad for you that the people stole your swag all the way to the point where
you've heard me say this story for the last 3 years. I'm like, I always do scratch-offs, smearing off ice.
And it's great. I hate you got to retire now just because too many people
it's just too much.
Too many people like, riding the wave, man. That sucks.
To the point where they're the sixth person to open up scratch-offs, and somebody was like, real original, guys. And I'm like, mother, what?
Yeah.
This was something we've been doing for years. For years. I know we're not the first people ever, but at this exact party,
right.
We were.
Yeah, they should take that idea and go to a different party. You can't stay at the same party.
Exactly.
Anyways,
foul right there.
Sucks.
Well, coming up, we've got the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. Earlier, we were talking about lucky people. I met the luckiest woman alive over the weekend. If you know someone that is lucky all the time, I'd love to hear about them. What can't you do today that you used to be able to do? We all watched Phillip Rivers this weekend. He did all right. But what would you be injured by if you had to do it again today that you used to do easily? And let's help Mike out. Let's get some dirty Santa gift ideas going. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. The wake-up call is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.